CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China has formally kicked off its commemorations for the 70th anniversary of the World War II victory on Tuesday with the unveiling of a new exhibition. Tuesday is also the 78th anniversary of the July 7th incident, which is commonly considered as the start of the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression. The new exhibition, called Great Victory, Historical Contribution, is located at a war museum next to the Marco Polo Bridge in Beijing, the place of the outbreak of the July 7th incident. China has refuted Japan's protests to its gas development in the East China Sea on Tuesday and has reiterated its sovereignty in the areas. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says Japan's so-called protest is unreasonable. Hua Chunying has emphasized that China is conducting activities in the areas under undisputed Chinese administration. This comes after Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said on Monday that Japan has been protesting China's gas development in the East China Sea since June 2013. China's central bank has injected 50 billion yuan into the money market through open market operations. This is the fourth consecutive cash injection through the central bank's regular reverse repurchase agreement since June 25th. The yield for the latest seven-day reverse repo stood at 2.5%. The latest cash injection will offset another 50 billion yuan of reverse repo agreements due on Tuesday. This means net cash injection on Tuesday is zero. Chinese armed police forces have conducted their first joint exercise abroad in Sri Lanka. The operation is regarded as the second phase of Exercise Silk Road Cooperation 2015. Soldiers from both the Chinese Armed Police Force and the Sri Lankan Army took part in the drill. The drill includes VIP protection, indoor shooting, search in forests, and cable-assisted landing. The first phase of the joint exercise was held in China this March. China has completed the manufacturing of its first high-speed train for export to Macedonia on Tuesday. The high-speed train has been independently researched and developed by engineers in Hunan province. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have arrived in Vienna as talks continue on Iran's nuclear program. Other foreign ministers from the P5+1 group and Iran are hoping to reach a deal on Tuesday, setting a decade of restrictions on the program and granting Iran relief from international sanctions. But all sides say the differences remain. Diplomats had sought agreement by June 30th after missing previous deadlines in last July and last November. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is ready to present new proposals at a Eurozone emergency summit on the country's growing debt crisis. The plan reportedly includes a demand for Greece's debt to be cut by around 30%. The idea comes after voters rejected the terms of an international bailout on Sunday. European officials have urged Greece to make serious proposals in order to restart financial aid talks. Greece's banks stay closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. At the same time, the European Central Bank is refusing to increase emergency lending and ordering Greek banks to provide more security for existing emergency loans. Eurozone finance ministers are to meet in Brussels later on Tuesday. The Cuban government has placed the U.S. blockade on the top of its list of obstacles to the normalization of bilateral ties due to the huge losses it has inflicted on many sectors of Cuba's society and economy. Cuba's official daily, Granma, reports that tourism is among the sectors that are most vulnerable to the ongoing blockade. Agriculture has also been hit hard because of the difficulties in importing supplies, additional freight expenses, and Cuba's inability to use the U.S. dollar in financial transactions. The Cuban Ministry of Agriculture says the losses caused by the blockade from May 2013 to April 2014 reached over $300 million. FIFA has delivered a seven-year ban to its former head of the Bid Evaluation Committee for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups for confidentiality breaches. FIFA has banned Mayne Nichols from taking part in all kinds of football-related activity for 7 years. No further details have been revealed. Former Chilean FA president Mayne Nichols gave Qatar the worst ranking of the candidates to vote that allowed them to win the bid for the 2022 World Cup. It's been confirmed that Mayne Nichols will appeal the suspension. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.